You're over there again.
Yeah, I don't like you.
It's very rude. You're moving farther over.
I don't like you.
It's actually incredible that you can get farther over.
I know. I'm about to knock my beer over, but...
I mean, I don't care. It's radio. I don't need to see or hear you. Well, I do need to hear you, I guess. I don't need to see you, though.
I can just not be here.
You... What the fuck is that? But I like you. I don't... No. I wouldn't touch it.
I don't want to touch it. It looks gooey.
Yeah. I think it's a pencil topper. But the hole doesn't look quite big enough for a pencil.
It stretches.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
It's got a stretchy anus.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what happens when you have kids. Things like that just show up on your house. You know?
You turned on a focus off, didn't you?
It's been off forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a lion? Looks like a lion.
It's a lion. Yep. That's it right there. Hey, what's up, Hammy? Pro Xbox Craft. Good to see you. Hope you're all doing well. It's Thursday, September 12th. 2019. We missed Sunday's episode because Colby was sick. How you feeling today, man? How you feeling today, man?
Not great.
What's wrong?
I mean, better, but not great.
Not great? Well, you didn't need to come today. Could have canceled it.
I can leave.
Well, it's too late. You're already here. Now you're obligated.
I can leave, though.
You can't go to work sick and then be like, I'm sick, and then leave. Like, everyone knows the hardest part about going to work is going to work. Partially watching debate. What debate?
All the Dems are on the same stage tonight.
I thought they already did that.
Not all of them.
I thought there were like 40 of them?
Yeah.
What they doing up there?
Trying to lose an election.
Okay. They'll probably do it. Right? 10 of them? 10? It's too many.
So it might have been weaned down to 10. It was probably at like 20 or 30. I think people pulled out. Already. Because it's not even the election season yet.
When is the election? Next November, right? Year and 2 months?
Primaries is what? June?
And that's where you choose the man.
Per party, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I guess it is their time. It's from now until whenever. Because
they're not doing it for president. They're doing it so they can be the person who can be president.
Right. The party's nomination. Yeah.
You think I could do it 1 year?
At this rate, yeah.
I mean, if there's 30 of them, like...
You should probably have
the requirements have got to be pretty low.
Political background or something.
What if I'm just... No, I just got to be famous.
Or that.
Like, seriously. 5 years from now, Twitch famous, run as a meme, 2024 election. I could probably do it, right?
In 4 years?
Yeah, five years from now.
You will not be famous in 5 years.
10 years from now.
Nope.
9?
Keep going.
14.
That's maybe.
I'd be great up on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Minus those are some nice emotes there, bro.
Yep, that's the one thing of work Colby did
This
year. Let's just pause to applaud him for all his hard work.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking on more freelance work. It would not happen. I know it wouldn't.
Yep. Yep.
Man, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, how you been, man?
Sickness makes you tired.
Yeah, that's true. Don't be sick.
You know you can go and get meth behind the counter of a pharmacy?
Meth?
Yeah.
No, I did not realize you could get meth behind the counter.
It helps your throat.
Meth?
Mm-hmm. Like the stuff they make meth with.
What's it called?
Oh, I have no idea.
So did you go to the doctor?
No.
Why don't you go to the doctor, man?
Because Britt went to the doctor first. She was sick first.
Okay.
And they told her it's a virus. There's nothing we can do.
Okay.
They gave her antibiotics, but they said that they didn't know if they were going to help.
Okay.
They didn't even give her what I got.
Okay.
Which is just, it's Mucinex with the chemical that makes meth.
Okay.
So it's regulated, so you only buy so much of it a year. And
gotcha.
It's behind the pharmacy counter, but you can just go up and buy it if you're old enough. But.
Okay.
And that helped a little bit until today, and then right around lunchtime, I just felt like death, tired, head stuff. You ever feel sickness in your ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get pressure. Rub back here, man. You ever rubbed your eustachian tubes?
No, my dad was telling me about
here,
that
dude,
the other
night. Take your finger.
My dad's one of the dudes who sticks his finger in his ear and he goes...
Okay, that doesn't do anything.
He says it helps.
Two fingers like this. Put them right underneath your earlobes in that little crevice where your jaw meets your skull. And then run it down, like just straight down. And you'll feel your tubes.
I don't feel any tubes.
You're doing it. You know, I don't think you're doing it in the right spot. It's like right here.
That's exactly where I'm doing it.
Doing it like that.
Yeah, I'm doing it right
there.
Doing
the tubes, man.
That's not helping at all.
Okay, well, it helps me.
Anyways, I felt that at like noon, and I'm like, why? I've been constantly medicated for the past 4 days.
How many days did you take off work?
One half.
Just like Monday, or?
Like three.
3 half days?
7/8. I went in for like 2 hours.
When?
Monday.
So you tried on Monday?
No, I had shit to do that was due Tuesday, so I had to go in for 2 hours, but I was like, hey, I'm not feeling good.
In for 2 hours?
Yeah, I'm going to get this stuff done that I need to get done, and I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah. Do you not get paid for that?
I don't.
That sucks.
That's why I did not take Tuesday off.
That's why I sit in this chair no matter what, man. Yeah. Gotta make that money.
Even when your throat's exploding out of your face?
Luckily, my throat doesn't normally do that, but yeah, when I feel sick or I have a headache or I've got shooting diarrhea out my butt, yeah, I gotta sit in this chair, man. Gotta make that money.
Pass.
My watch measures stress levels, and it takes time to adjust to unique stress levels. For the time being, it reads that I always have high stress. I couldn't imagine if my watch did that. It would break.
It probably does. Like, what watch is he talking about?
I think he has the Galaxy Watch.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's ugly, but he likes it, so.
Gross. Speaking of watches and phones and stuff,
I mean, I got it, but it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's my 6th most important topic, in my opinion.
Well, let's get going.
I mean, do you want to talk about the stupid phone? Here it is. Stupid phone. Phone. Okay. Oh. I mean, what else? What do you want to say? There's nothing new. It's a better camera. Okay.
It's barely. They just combined two different cameras with the original camera.
Why didn't they just make it all black instead of having three dots like a bug?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, it's like... I know that Apple...
Did you see the mitosis meme? Or?
Yes, I've seen a million memes. So many memes. Mickey Mouse, shocked Pikachu, all the people freaking out. I saw one that had like 30 of them on the back, and they're like, Apple in 2054. I know Apple likes to make a fashion statement. That's why they have the notch, because that's how you can tell it's the Apple phone, or why they have white headphones, because then you know you had an iPod.
Right.
Like, so I assume it's the same logic here. Let's make it, because if it's ugly, but we put it in people's face and say it's not ugly, then they're going to be like, that guy has Apple. You know, which I guess people... I don't think people even care about that anymore, to be honest. Like, iPods used to be cool because they were $475,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone and their mother has a phone.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal anymore if you have an iPhone or Android,
in fact,
or whatever.
A lot of people look down on you for having an iPhone.
They do. All those people who have Androids that do the exact same thing as our iPhones
It
do.
Goes both ways, though, because I definitely...
Yeah, there's always someone, when I watch the Apple conferences in chat, there's always someone who's like, oh, my Android does that. It's like, yes! Yes, it does! Your Android has nothing new. The Apple iPhone has nothing new. Nothing new forever. It sucks.
So would you get the 11 or would you get the Pro?
I'm not getting any of them.
What? Which one would you get if you could?
I mean, if I could, I'm going to get the best one.
Why would you want the best one?
Because it lasts the longest.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean,
I don't know.
The more you spend, the longer it lasts.
That is not true.
It's true, man.
Not true at all.
Xbox Craft says the Pro is for movie makers, and that's me, dude. Sahara Money Drop coming to theaters 2037.
So tell me this, okay?
Okay.
On the X.
Uh-huh. The 10.
Or the XR.
The 10R.
Either one of those. They both have two cameras.
Yes.
One is the normal, and one is the telephoto.
Is that it?
That is it on the XXR.
Okay.
So on this...
There's an ultra-wide.
On this, there's an ultra-wide, but on the 11, there's only the ultra-wide and the regular. They got rid of the telephoto.
Sure.
Do you think... my thought was that people aren't taking Zoom shit. They're taking selfies where you want to get 15 people in a shot.
I think 90% of the photos are going to be of people's shopping bags on a bed or a piece of... Or lasagna that your mom made.
Nope.
Or Pinella passed out on a table at Pockets.
No, it's a more wide butt shot. That's what it is.
You think it's for the big booties?
Yeah. Instagram used to be food. Now it's
big booties?
Yeah, that's about it.
I think that may depend on the person that you're following.
That's mainly butts.
Also, you know what's stupid about ultra wide?
Hmm.
It's just regular. Like, at what point is ultra wide just the picture?
Right. Why not just...
Why shouldn't it always be ultra-wide and then zoom? I don't understand ultra-wide.
That's a fantastic question.
Like, if I made a phone today that only did 3X, and then next year I introduced a phone, it's like 2X, and I'm like, look at the more width. And then a year later, I released one at regular X, and I'm like, ultra-width! I didn't really give them more width, I just unzoomed.
Like, you could crop a wide picture.
Right. Like, that's how movies are made. You know, widescreen movies are actually not shot widescreen. They just they just cut it artificially to make it the ratio for art. We're going to watch The Lighthouse later. Art, because it's square, you know? Like, who cares, dude? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither. It looks like ass.
It looks the same, to be honest. It looks like they added another camera on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? Next year, they're going to do something
else.
Dude, they
got matte glass now, bro.
Ooh.
The back doesn't
it's
show your fingerprints.
100%.
That's true.
Do you know Pro Xbox Craft doesn't use a case on his phone?
Yeah, you're living life on the edge.
Do you judge people who don't use cases?
The only reason I use a case is because my phone isn't grippy. My case is grippy. My case would not protect my phone from a fall.
Right, neither would mine. I only use a case because I don't like how the cameras stick out.
And that's
I feel
it.
Like it scratches it up, so and I need some it. Depth. I don't know why they just don't make the phones thicker and put the camera back inside the phone like it was in 1998. I don't understand it.
I don't know that either. But yeah, the only reason I have a case on my phone is for the grip.
Camera nipples.
I'm not dropping this.
No, you don't drop your phone. Unless you're Chris. You drop it constantly.
Unless you're Brit.
Yeah. Is your girl drop phones all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
But this, like, this could slide out of my hands if I flung it.
Well, it's not only that. Like, put it on a desk. The camera nipple will get scratched up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's super dumb. But it is super gorgeous just by itself.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
You dropped it already.
I almost did.
You already almost dropped
That's
it.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
That's why I want the matte glass, man.
And the watch is even worse. Did you see the watch?
No.
You gotta explain this to me.
Okay.
The big feature they added is that it's always on.
Right.
But when you look at it, it turns on. So it's the same as this. Like, I look at it, boom, it's on. I turn my wrist, boom, it's off. Except that now it just dims. But if I'm not looking at it...
There have been times where I'm like, fucking turn on.
But yours is the very first Apple Watch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine, it always works. In fact, it's on more than I liked because it's so sensitive, so I actually turned it off. Do I have to tap it?
What happens if you don't have your other hand?
When is an example of when I don't have my other hand?
I mean, most of the time it would be when you're driving.
And I don't have a clock in my car?
What if you need to read your text?
Then you gotta lift it up to look!
Yeah, but you lift it up, you can't see it.
But you're not...
Because you gotta
the
tap
always
it.
On thing, it. The always on thing isn't gonna show you texts. So if it still doesn't sense it, it's still not gonna sense it.
It definitely would.
No, it just shows you the time, and it dims the screen and refreshes it like 2 hertz a second or something. Yeah, and I would absolutely nose it. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. I hit it too hard with my big nose because I was going real boom. 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 All right? The nose master. I can do everything I need to do with my nose, and let me tell you, me putting my hand in front of my face and using my nose is way safer when driving than just doing this.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right.
100%.
Nose it.
I nose it, dude.
Nose it, bro.
I nose it. I knows it and I knows it. K-N-O-W-S and N-O.
I want the 11.
Then get it!
I know. I should.
Honestly, the Apple Watch is so good, I don't really care about the phone anymore.
I don't like my phone.
That's Well, you have an 8. What's wrong with your phone? See, look, you right now, you just used your watch. See, you have your phone sitting right there, but you got your watch. That's more.
Yeah, because it beeped me.
Yeah.
This didn't beep me.
You don't need that.
I got a text.
Okay, you got to reply to it right now?
Yeah, on the show.
Okay. What's going on?
Huh?
What's going on?
Stuff. Mind your business.
I mean, you're doing it right on the show.
I'm ordering a hooker. That's what I'm doing.
I don't think you're ordering a hooker.
Really big, black, and beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you were into that, man.
Into the large ladies, man. They smell the best.
That is nasty. Yeah, what is wrong with you? You made yourself laugh with that one. Yeah, okay. All right, well.
What else you got on your list over there?
I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, we don't need new phones. We got watches. They're better. That's all you need.
I hate this watch.
That's what I'm saying. Just get a new watch instead.
I don't want a new watch.
Why?
Because this one works fine.
No, it doesn't.
It works fine.
If it worked fine, you wouldn't hate it.
No, I hate it. Because I would like to wear other watches, but I can't because this one shows my texts and the other ones don't.
Well... Yeah, you can't do much about them. Get different bands, dude.
I don't like the bands.
What do you mean you don't like the bands?
I don't like the fucking square. I'm a circle watch.
Look, this one isn't a square, man. It's a rectangle.
It's a square.
Look, it's like edge to edge, dude. Look at these beautiful. Look at that beautiful face right there.
That's gross.
Look at that. Look at this beautiful face, man.
That's super gross. All of those. That is disgusting.
Wait, hold on. Watch this. Whoa, flower, dude.
Disgusting.
It's so cool. This one's a time lapse, man. Like, look at this. It'll start. Look at that.
Yeah, that's dumb.
You know, it'll show me all through the day. It's great.
It's really horrible.
You know, it looks great. And you're fat and you're ugly, all right?
Okay.
Sorry, you're not fat or ugly.
So you got the Lighthouse trailer?
I do. You like itching to watch it?
I am itching to see how bad I'm going to hate it.
All right. Did you know that this is a horror movie?
No.
It's made by the same guy who made The Witch. The Witch, but it's spelled with 2 V's. Remember that horror movie?
No.
It's V-V-I-T-C-H.
I don't.
Vavitch.
Mm-mm.
But it's witch.
Okay.
Okay.
What made your last keeper leave?
He believed that there was some enchantment in the light.
See, the witch.
Went mad, he did. Tall tales.
Oh. You fucking heard me. We're the only two people in the room with no noise. You heard what I said.
Maybe he doesn't understand his accent.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What? Oh, I killed him! Oh, I killed him dead!
What?
What? I'm the witch!
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What? What? What? What? What? What?
Damn ye! Let Neptune strike ye dead, Winslow!
All right, have it your way.
What did we just watch, dude?
That was like... Are we sure they didn't just set up cameras on tripods and just literally sat in a lighthouse for like 70 days straight and went mad?
If you put an SNL digital short before that and then you added a laugh track in it, no one would know the difference.
Said it was a dark comedy.
Andy Samberg walked through the door.
That was weird.
That wasn't weird. That was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That was a waste of everyone's time.
Did this guy see like Roma and was like, "Let's try something even weirder"?
I think this guy saw magic mushrooms and then never stopped taking them.
No, because that makes you see color. It doesn't make you see black and white.
He took bad ones. They had mercury all over them. I don't know, man.
I'd say that's more of like a heroin trip or something.
Let's go with heroin. Whatever it takes to make that blasphemy.
Or like Molly, maybe. I don't know.
You're going to watch that, though, aren't you?
No.
100% you're going to watch that just to see how weird it is.
Mm-mm. No.
Come on, man.
I won't give in.
All right.
I don't want to.
Chat, remember this.
It's not going to be good.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's too weird for me.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, sure, man. What is... no. Nope.
Hey, Winkles, I need you to come get these kids. Yeah, I got a
child that's supposed to be here. $30, come scare them.
I found out about Wrinkles through a news story.
This is a documentary, by the way.
Wrinkles the Clown.
Hi, Wrinkles. I'm a reporter at the Washington Post.
I'm a reporter at the Naples Daily News.
I've just seen your story blow up online.
You can call him. He'll scare people for you.
No, you've reached Wrinkles the Clown.
You're scaring little people that can't defend themselves.
I'll take this baseball bat and beat your brains in.
You don't know if he's trying to do this for fun or trying to kill you. It's like a boogeyman situation.
Oh, my God!
We know
was this when the whole clown
yep,
thing was happening?
Yep, this is the guy who started it, yep.
Identity, and that creeps people out.
You better be afraid of Rink. He's real.
By calling him, you're essentially inviting him in into your life.
There's no way that was this real footage. The viral nature of the social media.
It's a documentary, man.
Two people in his body. Multiple
yeah, but that one's clearly staged. He didn't walk in slow motion.
He did, man.
No.
Who are you and why are you doing that?
People have made a ritual out of calling him.
The fear would overtake us.
They're gonna talk.
You know, no one was hiring me when I was just a regular clown. I just thought, hey, you know, maybe I'll give it a little edge.
Oh, you reached Wrinkles the Clown. Leave me a message, I'll call you back.
I'll watch that one.
There's something outside.
How does a man not get shot? He's in Florida.
Yeah, that's a good question.
He has a death wish, right? Like, how do you not get shot?
Mm-hmm.
I'd shoot him, and I don't believe in guns. I'd shoot him.
There is no way that guy was underneath that bed.
Is that what you're hung
There's
up on?
There's no way.
Dude, it's hidden camera footage. It's baby monitor stuff, dude.
They don't have a baby monitor in a toddler's room.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they have cameras in children's room all the time.
That's terrible.
I got three
creepy.
In my kids.
No, you don't.
One. Two, and then I have one that's unplugged over there.
That one doesn't count.
Okay, I have two in my son's room.
They're not on.
They're both pointed at his bed.
But they're not on.
I mean, they are on.
That's creepy. The
I mean, they're not
looking.
Recording, but they're on.
The government's recording.
Well, the government can look at all they want, all right? Maybe they should send me some help. But the parents hired Wrinkles to scare their kid.
That's fucked up.
Dude, it's messed up, dude.
That's fucked up.
But, yeah, apparently that's a thing.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I would immediately, if I saw him on the street, I would find the nearest weapon.
Yeah.
And just go ham. I wouldn't stop because I'd feel like I'd get stabbed.
And if he's on your property, it's got to be even worse, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I guess the idea is the parents know. The kids don't.
I mean, there's some clips in that, yes, are very staged because they
wanted to make
it dramatic.
Well, they recreated it for the documentary.
I don't know about that.
But the events are real.
Yeah. Well, like that last clip of the cell phone, I'm sure that one's real.
Right, and the one that's up the baby monitor, yeah.
No! No!
It's real, man! Wait, why would he hide
it? That is literally like some fucking paranormal activity.
Haven't you ever scared a kid?
No!
You do crazy things to scare children.
I have never scared a child.
You hide at some crazy places to scare children, dude.
I mean, that's a pretty fucking good hiding spot.
Yeah!
But, like, how long was he there? At least an hour.
I don't know. The parents probably let him in, dude. Maybe he's got bourbon in there, dude.
Fuck no.
What do you mean? Wait, dude, they hired him!
Those parents deserve to lose their children.
Yes, I agree with you there!
Because that's insane.
Yes, that is.
Did they meet him without the mask and was like, oh yeah, this is a lovely gentleman?
I don't know, man. We have to watch a documentary. Maybe it'll explain it, dude.
Fucked up, man.
It'll explain in the documentary. I have no idea. But either way, that's not okay.
That is messed up.
It's not okay, you know? But, all right, man. You want to talk about Disney Plus? You want to talk about feral hogs?
Which one do you think I want to talk about?
Honestly, I'm 50-50 on this one.
Really?
Because I love hogs.
Well, definitely the hogs.
You want to talk about the hogs?
Come on. All
right, well, warning. Apparently, there's some feral hogs approaching the United States from Canada.
They're filled with bombs.
Wildlife officials say feral hogs from Canada are encroaching on Montana's northern border, and they're a serious concern for farmers and others.
Do you have, like, a Google alert that goes off when you get a... There's a hog story in the
news? Dude, I'm involved heavily into the hog net. All right? If I would be lying to you if I were to tell you that I didn't have an interest in hogs. What are you reading right now? Is it more hooker drama?
Yes, man! She wasn't as fat as I thought.
God,
so I need to renegotiate the pricing.
That's rude. Yeah, don't pay her that much.
Right.
All
right?
No one wants a medium black and beautiful woman.
Yeah, I'm paying for the size.
That's right. And the smell. Don't forget the smell.
Mm-hmm.
So an official says that 8 mature pigs were discovered in Canada directly above Montana's Lincoln County this summer. Wildlife Services, the Montana Invasive Species Council, the National Feral Swine Program, and the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department say the pigs could do widespread damage.
8 pigs. 8 pigs can do...
Officials say the pigs are rototillers that root for food and wallow in farms, fields, and forests, leaving terrain unrecognizable. The pigs may also spread diseases impacting livestock and other animals. Various state groups are working on prevention and management measures.
I got 8 bullets. Right into their hog faces.
Yeah, but just because there's 8, you know, then there could be millions more waiting.
Not millions.
Millions of
8.
Hogs, dude.
If there's only 8, this sounds like a really uneventful news. What website is this?
This is
CTV
this
News.
This is Canada TV.
Oh my god.
This is like CBS, but Canada, dude. This is a real place. This is real news. Real Canada news. Canada is sending their pigs to destroy Montana. You can't stop staring at the hogs, can you?
Dude, hot topics, feral hogs.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
On their top banner.
Dude, it's a big deal. These pigs are coming, man.
Is that a furry pig?
This one? Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's furry, dude.
I didn't know pigs were furry.
Look at how cute this pig is, by the way. Like, look at his ear. Like, he's got, like, Cocker Spaniel ears, dude. He's adorable. You can't shoot that pig right between his soulful little eyes.
Shoot that pig right between his eyes.
Would you rather shoot that pig or Wrinkles the Clown?
The Clown.
Okay, you were about to break up friendship if you would have said the pigs.
No, the Clown first.
The Clown's gotta go. Hitler or the Clown?
Hitler.
What about Hitler after everything happened or the Clown?
Like after he already killed himself?
Yeah. No. Right before then.
Still Hitler.
I'd go for the Clown.
Dude, I'd go down in history. The man who shot Hitler.
See, I would cover it up.
See, this is before all the cover-ups and shit. Like, you know they would have celebrated the dude who shot Hitler in the face.
You think so?
They wouldn't have been, like, an unnamed
soldier. I don't think it would have been, like, the movies where they hoist him on their shoulders and carry him out of Hitler's
castle.
Back
then, it would have.
I don't think so.
Yeah, nowadays, whoever killed Barack Obama...
killed Barack Obama? Wait, now we're on a watch list.
Osama bin Laden... He's unknown.
Putting that one on Instagram.
No one knows him.
I'm just going to have that one on. Well, aren't you legally not allowed to know the members of SEAL Team 6?
That's some honky-tonk bullshit right there, okay?
Honky-tonk.
You would definitely know the man who shot Hitler back in the time when Hitler was able to be shot.
Is that a new phrase for you, man?
Yeah, it's from listening to all this country hog music, man.
Feral hogs are coming.
There's a country song in that.
There is. Oh, the feral hogs are coming from the border, coming to get our Montana grass. Getting my Chevrolet Silverado, driving to the border, kick some hog ass.
top of the charts, right?
Yeah,
there,
right there, dude. That's how we do it. Okay, man. You want to talk about Disney Plus?
Sure.
Hi, Acid. How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. Disney Plus apparently just launched in the Netherlands. It's already out. Why? We don't know. We don't know. But here's some things that we do now know about Disney Plus. They have extras for movies. They have trailers, deleted scenes, gag reels, making ups. It's got the DVD features on there, all right?
Okay.
Subtitle and audio in various languages. Don't care about that. Downloads the app have normal, medium, and high quality downloads. Filters on the main page, so Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic. That kind of made sense, right? There are collections on the search page. For example, Disney Through the Years. It display movies by the decade, or Muppets Collection that show all the Muppet movies, and a Princess Collection. You can create a max of 7 profiles. Each profile can have its own app language. I don't know why you would ever want that. And covers are best on the same language. Okay, who cares? But here's some pictures. So Disney Plus, man, this is what it looks like on the mobile app. All right? So you got your logos there, hit movies, recommended, continue watching, of course. And then here's your old vaulted movies, all your Disney Channel movies, some Nat Geo documentaries, the remakes. See, now it makes sense why they have so many remakes. They got an entire category for it. That you're inspired by true stories. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, I forgot Remember the Titans existed. And now it's going to be on Disney Plus and HD. That's crazy, dude. For kids, musicals, the journey to episode 9. It's all of the Star Warses. Right there, man. Beasts and Monsters. Nostalgia. There's Tron. Old Mighty Ducks. OG Mary Poppins.
Do they have the new Tron on there?
I'm sure they do.
You got my money right now.
I'm sure they do. 4K Ultra HD. 4K, dude. They got 4K on there, man.
Oh, no.
African Cats. Where do I sign up? All we need now is Feral Hogs. All right, so here's some deep dives. So, like, here's Disney through the decades. So here's all their movies in the 1930s. Here's all their movies in the 1940s, 50s, 60s. And it's crazy. Like, these are like a Silly Symphony, Flower and Trees. Like, I'm not into, like, this old Disney stuff, but there's got to be someone out there that's losing their mind that this is now
streamable.
Yeah, right? And I mean, the 40s, I'm sure, have just as much stuff, like OG Treasure Island. Look at this Robin Hood. That should be burned. That should not be available online. That's the equivalent of us deciding to put up Men of Wit when we're famous one day. No one's going to watch
it's
that.
It's still up, man.
It's Addicted trailer.
That's still a good trailer.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
There's dolly shots in that.
Just because it's well filmed doesn't mean it's good.
Oh, the story's horrible. It looks fine.
Love Bug from the 60s, 70s. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, man. Afraid Roger Rabbit. Toy Story, Pokemon. I mean, look at all these. 2010s. Here's your app. Here's your app. Here's your settings, dude. You like these settings? Who cares? All right. Quality. So here's like, here's your kids. So you can watch Star Wars Resistance, Mickey Mouse, Disney Junior Animals in Nature. Like, the kids series, there is a lot of stuff on here. Yeah. Old DuckTales, man.
Mean, you gotta think, as a parent, you're switching over that.
Yeah, 100%.
To Netflix immediately, right?
100%, dude. Yeah. And, well, it's got Phineas and Ferb on there. It's got all the original Disney Channel movies. Like, Nostalgia Bomb for the original movies is gonna be stupid, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then they, and then I read online that, like, all the old X-Men cartoons from, like, the 90s are on there. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Because they own Marvel, and Marvel owns all the TV rights to all the characters, and so any of the TV shows are apparently Marvel.
I cannot wait to go back and watch the old X-Men cartoons.
Really?
Dude, I remember they were so cool when I was little.
I bet they're not going to hold up.
No, I'm sure they won't, but here's the reason I want to watch them.
I mean, might.
I don't know if you lived through this, okay? But I'm old enough that if you missed a show, that was it. There was no DVR.
Right.
There was no DVD box sets. If you were watching X-Men after school and you missed Wednesday, too bad. Guess you gotta piece it together on Thursday or next Wednesday, because you can only watch it once a week. Because, you know, Matthew Riddle's over snorting pixie dust up his nose, you know?
Bro, that's a DC, bro.
By the way, he's pregnant again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lord help the world with those children. Doesn't it? Don't people say smartness skips a generation?
Are you hoping that his kids aren't dumb? Is that what you're saying?
Like, really bad.
I have photos of him with Matthew balancing cookies on his head while he sleeps.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So.
He didn't do that shit to Aaron?
Put cookies on his head? No. I ate the cookies.
Yeah. Something similar?
No, I would not balance things on my son's head.
You didn't fuck with your child?
No.
Dude, I'm going to fuck with my kid so hard.
Please make sure you emphasize with them.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. It's very clear to our audience. I said with them.
There's no really good way. I'm going to joke around.
There you go. Tease them. That sounds actually worse somehow.
I think we're just dirty-minded. I mean, the fuck one was probably pretty close, but...
There's not a lot of ways you could take that other way, so troll them? No.
Like, mess with them?
I think of the troll hole whenever I say troll, to be honest, especially when kids are in...
Gotta pay the troll toll to get into that boy's hole.
Exactly.
You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
I think you're saying...
You want this baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
I think you're saying hole, but you should be saying soul. Great, dude. Great episode.
I started watching season 2 of AP Bio.
Yeah?
Not the best.
It's not as good, man.
Season 1 wasn't bad. Season 2, not the best so far.
Well, it got canceled, too.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it's over. This is it. Damn. You finished Justified yet?
No.
Hurry it up!
Why?
Because I'm waiting for you to tell me if it's worth watching.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
We do this every week.
I can tell.
All right, Pro Xbox Craft, you.
Well, regardless, the first 3 seasons are worth watching.
Well, no. If it sucks in the end, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to invest the time. All right. I don't want to invest the time.
I think we just started season 5 and there's season 6.
I don't have a lot of time to watch something. All right? Between all the time I spend working and trying to watch What We Do in the Shadows, I don't have a lot of time to watch other things. So, I need to know it's worth it. And you only have till Disney Plus comes out, because then once that happens, I'm watching X-Men. So, and that'll probably take a good 6 months at least, I would say.
Justified's on Amazon Prime, man.
It's on our site, too.
It's also on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to watch
it. You know how many times I started to watch a show on our site, and then I realized that it was on one of the streaming services that
it easier, for sure, yeah. But you don't have to pay for those, because they're on the site.
Right, I don't know why I still pay for anything.
I don't know. Everything's on there. The only exception is, like, reality shows.
Oh, fuck.
What?
I gotta cancel my Adobe in 2 days.
Okay. I like how
you
thought that.
I gotta remind myself, because, like...
Lift up your watch.
I can use
Hey, Siri, remind me in 36 hours to cancel Adobe.
No, I gotta...
Do it right now.
I gotta remember myself to do it.
No, you don't. Just say it to your watch.
Also, mine doesn't do the Hey Siri
thing. I bet it does. Lift it up and try it.
Hey, Siri.
What? Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's still listening to you, by the way.
Fascinating question.
Okay. You're welcome. Told you, don't need that phone, man. Go throw it in the garbage.
Garbage, you need the phone to operate the watch.
I don't. Mine's cellular.
You still need a phone connected to watch.
I need it. No, I don't.
Well, then why do you still have your phone?
I don't. Do you see it?
It's right there.
This is Chris's old phone.
Oh.
That I literally just sits here to monitor Twitch so he can boost our views. And so
Did
I can read chat when I'm watching full screen videos.
Your old phone?
No, it's just in the other room. Oh. Charging.
Oh, okay.
It only lasts about 4 hours now on a charge. Full charge. Like, I will leave it... I plug it in during my entire stream. I get on and I look at Reddit and Twitter and all that stuff between 5 o'clock... and 10 o'clock when I go to bed, and when I put it on my nightstand, when I go to bed, it's at 30%. And then it has just enough for me to use it at the gym the next day, and then I plug it in when I come in here, and then I don't touch it. Yeah, dude.
What gym?
What do you mean, what gym?
What gym?
I go to the Y.
When?
We had this conversation 3 months ago when I first started going.
When?
In the morning.
You never go.
Because you asked me to go with you in the evenings instead, and I said no. I said you could wake up early with me, and then you said, I think.
You never go to the Y.
Okay. I don't need you to believe it for it to exist, so it's fine.
What do you do at the Y?
Well, I get with your mother, and we bang in the kiddie
pool. She doesn't go to the bar.
Yeah, that's what you think. You aren't awake. You don't know.
I do know, because I am probably awake.
At 5:30, you're awake?
No. That's are you awake at 5:30?
Yeah, we wake up. Well, 5:45.
Why?
Because we got to go to the gym.
You have nothing to do until 11.
No, I stream from 9 until 5 now.
You have nothing to do until 9. Why are you awake at 5:45?
I have to do things. I have websites to build, and I have to prep for the stream. I do a lot of stuff for the stream now. I have daily schedules, and I have daily lunch videos that play old clips and sequences.
Daily schedules?
Yeah.
Why daily?
You should tune in sometime, man. It's fresh.
I can't. I fresh have a new job that I go and sit at where my internet is monitored.
Sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sucks a lot.
Yeah, it does.
You should tell your boss about
me. No, it doesn't suck.
He'd like me.
Money.
That's true. I don't have a lot of that.
All mine went away over this weekend.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do with it? I thought you were sick at home.
Britt's birthday, Mom's birthday.
Oh. What'd you buy for Britt, man?
Ooh, just down the drain.
What'd you buy for?
So she wanted a couples massage.
Okay.
So
who's the guy that went with her?
Me? So she wanted a couples massage,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
So I got recommended this one. It's called Serenity Spa.
Okay,
it's
I've heard of that.
It's over in, like, fucking East Wichita. So,
okay.
You know, it's all hoity-toity shit.
Is it in papyrus font, Serenity?
It's pretty close.
Yeah. I feel like it had to be. But yeah, okay.
So on the website,
uh-huh,
it lists their massage services. So
okay,
you could do, like, they do all the other spa things, facials, manicure,
uh-huh,
I don't know.
Pedicures,
other stuff.
Mud baths or whatever.
But we were only interested in the massage. So
okay,
I'm looking at the massage tab, and then they have like six different individual ones that you could choose from.
Okay.
And then like two couples ones at the bottom.
Okay.
And when I read couples massage,
uh-huh,
price,
uh-huh,
I figured that was the price.
Is it per person?
For the both of us. So I was like $130.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Because I assume an individual massage is $70. 60, 70 bucks.
Not there.
Wait, so if you wanted a regular massage, how much was it?
A regular deep tissue massage,
uh-huh,
which is what we got for as long as we got it.
Right.
$135.
Okay, but it's per person.
That's what I found out at the end of the massage, was that it's per person. So instead of spending $130, I spent $260 plus a $40 tip. I spent $300 on a goddamn massage.
Oh my god! Well, was it a good massage at least?
It was good. It was no $300 worth.
Let me ask you this question. Was Britt sick pretty much immediately after the massage?
No, she was sick during it. So was I.
Okay.
Did it make you feel better? I started to feel bad Friday.
Did it make you feel better?
Why?
It's because it's a $300 massage. It should make you feel good, right?
No, it doesn't help your sickness.
Well, did it make your body feel good?
No.
Well, then
it actually made my body hurt. Because it was deep.
How deep?
She fucking elbowed the shit out of my back. So, yeah, it's a couple's massage, right?
But it's just a single massage where you guys are in the same room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two females. The one that massaged me was decently attractive, so the entire time Britt's thinking in her head, this bitch is rubbing his back.
Whoa, she thought it was gonna be a man?
Shouldn't it?
No!
It's a fucking couples massage!
No, Britt is insane with her jealousy. No one cares.
I mean, I wouldn't be the happiest dude if there was some fucking hunk-a-dunk rubbing up on her back.
Dude, you know how many people...
Not as insane
those people,
as her, but yeah.
You know how many people those people rub... You're
lots
meat
of people.
You're meat to them.
Right.
They don't even look at you anymore.
Yeah.
You're meat.
Sure.
It's like a rancher.
So, but anyways, all right. So I went to a massage in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And it was $130 for a single person.
Okay.
And they had a hot tub that I could get in after
but
the
you're
massage.
You're in Vegas, though.
They had relaxing
slot
rooms.
Machines in the lobby.
It was just, there was more than just the massage. We got out of the massage, immediately paid, and left.
Yeah, you leave, yeah.
That's stupid.
It is.
It's a
spa.
Well,
that's how That's how massages work here. Normally, they're not $300, though. You should have just went to a place right down here.
I thought it was $130 for both people. Right. I was like, that's a hell of a fucking deal. And then I got out, and then she was like, all right, so the total is $260. I was like,
I'd like a return, please.
Oh, so the $130 was per person.
Is what you said to her?
And she's like, yes. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, like, don't...
And then she said, would you like to leave a tip? I'm like, fuck me, man.
They should have for that much money. Yeah. That's insane.
That's a decently priced hooker.
Oh, that's the best hooker.
Yeah.
Here in Wichita?
Here in Wichita?
You could pay someone $300 who's not a hooker in Wichita and get probably pretty good lay.
Yeah.
Give me $300. I'll prove it.
No.
You don't have $300 anymore. You spend it all on that.
Yeah, all my money is fucking gone.
Okay, so is that the only gift you got her?
No.
Okay.
Because I thought I was only buying $130 worth of shit, so I bought other things.
Hey, anything you want to mention, or... Just normal
of,
stuff.
A lot of dildos, man.
Why you gotta go to the dildos, dude? Why?
I don't know. I felt like that's what you were thinking, so.
No, I was thinking like maybe shirts or shoes or pants or.
I got her a signed baseball from her fucking baseball guys.
That's awesome.
I got her.
Dildos.
Shoes and boots.
Okay. How much was the baseball?
$100.
When's payday, man?
I spent $500, okay?
Yeah, but you didn't mean to.
I meant to spend $400. Maybe
$350.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Thankfully, payday is tonight.
Whew, okay, all right. You're good, then.
I'm going to need a little recuperation time. But then, you know, in 2 months, Christmas is right around the fucking corner.
Don't get a massage.
She's getting an onion ring. That's all she's getting.
You can get me an onion ring for Christmas. That'd be fine. Even if it's just one.
Sounds
to be
good.
Honest, I'll take it.
All right.
What you do, you buy a big thing of onion rings for Britt, take one out, give her those, and I'll take the extra. That'll
perfect.
Be fine. Chris will take the same thing.
There
one
you
onion ring. We'll be all happy right. with that.
Sounds good.
Oh, my God, dude. That is a if-you-don't-laugh-you-cry moment right there, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe they don't charge you up front.
Yeah. They had me give them my credit card number over the phone just in case I didn't show up, they could charge me for canceling or no call, no show. Because they reserve that time. They're expecting $260.
What if you refused to pay? I guess they just charge you.
Yeah.
Because they have your credit card number.
Yep. I don't know if it would be the full amount. I mean, you would think.
Is that legal to do?
Yeah.
That's messed up, dude. It must
you
be
enter
nice
into
to have
a contract,
lawyers, dude.
Man. I did it all over the phone, too. There was nothing written down. I didn't get no receipt. I got a text message.
That's so weird.
I don't know. It was weird. Asa, go get onion rings. There's this thing called Uber Eats. It delivers it right to your door.
She's broke. And she's gonna
welcome to the club.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Acid, I feel bad for Acid.
So, not only did I spend that much money.
Uh-huh.
Which was last week.
Yes.
Because I'm a late gift-getting person.
Okay.
Then I had to get my mother gifts. I got her about $100 worth of stuff.
See, I don't get my parents anything.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move. And
then... For the record, my parents didn't get me anything for my birthday either. So.
Well, and then, so... I have a Sam's membership.
Okay.
To get like bulk Monster, so I'm not
right.
spending $6 a day
right. Makes
going
sense.
To Quick Trip and getting Monster.
Yeah.
So then after I buy her $100 worth of gifts, I then go to Sam's to re up on my Monster.
Okay.
And then also my breakfast sandwiches. And then by the time I get there, get the shit, which I don't know if you've carried a 24-pack of Monster, but
they're
that
heavy.
Thing is fucking heavy,
they're
and
heavy.
Sam's is huge.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, I'm going to muscle through it.
Why
so I walk
you just
all
get
the way
a
back.
Cart?
I should have. I didn't go to the gym. I was like, this is going to be my gym. I carry that thing plus the two fucking big old boxes of sandwiches. Got 24 sandwiches. I was sweating by the time I got up to the fucking cash register, and then I go.
You had
and
to
then,
carry it to your car, too.
Nah, it wasn't that far. It was farther to walk from the back of
Sam's
to the front of
they're
Sam's.
In the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I get to the cashier register, then I realize that our Sam's membership is up, and so I have to pay for the renew of a year. So that, for 24 monsters and 24 breakfast sandwiches, that was $100. I spent $600 in the matter of, like, 3 days.
Sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I paid $600 last month for my rent.
Yeah.
Man.
Might as well have bought in a secret apartment and then banged the fucking $100 hooker in it.
You should have done that.
I could have done it.
You could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it make you feel good to know that even though you spent a lot of money this month, next month you won't have to, and you could if you want to get a secret studio apartment and bang a $100 hooker and still survive?
No, because now I need to recoup my savings.
Oh, you spent it out of savings?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, definitely, because I have all the other shit I pay for already.
Well, yeah. I don't have a savings, though.
I have savings, I just don't like touching it.
I don't have a savings.
Because then it's not savings, it's spendings, and then right. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
How's your 401k, man?
Don't have one of those. I got paperwork at work, I need a sign to set it up.
You should probably do that, it's important.
I'm not eligible for it yet.
What do you mean you're not? Oh, because you have to work there for after so long? Mm-hmm. All right, man. At least they have one.
Yeah.
You know, you can retire one day, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Maybe.
What are you going to do when you retire? You thought about it? Your retirement plans?
Die.
Okay.
Give it all to the kids. And then I'll make sure that them motherfuckers know not to spin it and just to put it away for when they get old and they want to die and then they give it to their kids and then the cycle repeats.
What's the point of that? That's just not... That's like giving them nothing.
Yeah.
This is worthless.
And they have peace of mind. In case they need to buy, you know, like a $100,000 ticket on a boat to survive the apocalypse or something.
You're going to have $100,000 ready for your retirement?
I'm going to have, like, 250.
No, Hammy, I'm not retiring.
So on the track that I'm at now with the savings...
My only hope is I die on the air.
...that I'm not touching ever until I retire.
Okay.
I have 4,500 in it currently.
Okay, that's terrible, but okay.
At age 66, I will have $330,000.
That's terrible.
But that's not even my savings, nor is it my 401k. It's just going to be a separate side thing. Don't judge me. Fuck you. That's more than you have.
It certainly is.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing? Sucking dick on the side of the road?
No, I'm going to be doing this.
Sucking dick on the side of the road?
I mean, if I get paid for it, no one has took me off on the offer yet, but if they want it, I'll do it.
Have you tried? Yeah, and put yourself out there.
I have put myself out there so much. I've tried to sell Chris's underwear. I've tried to sell nudes. I haven't actually come out and explicitly said I will gurgle you for money, but I will gurgle you for money. I just don't know how you're going to get here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Locally, you got to put that
out. And see, here's the problem is, like, Kane's like $20 right now, but he doesn't mean it. If he came in my room right now and I pulled down his pants, he would not complete. Guaranteed.
You don't know him.
I do know.
He could close his eyes.
Look at my body.
He would close his eyes.
You couldn't.
Some people like the larger men. Just like larger women. The smell.
I'm kind of a mix of both. I kind of look like a frumpy 17-year-old Jewish girl. You know? I mean, am I wrong?
That's why I laughed, because it was true.
Yeah. You ever went and looked at Google Images? Look at this.
Those are lovely images,
bro. Look
at
this, man. This is going to get me on a watch list, isn't it?
Yep. Is that Anne Frank?
I don't know. Probably. One of these is going to look just like me, right?
There's Hitler.
This one kind of looks like me.
These are all Anne Frank, man. That's remembering Anne Frank.
Well, I don't want Anne Frank.
No, Google's just being like, you don't know Anne Frank's name, so if you Google young Jewish girl, it's probably
Anne
Frank.
Is that what it's doing?
Absolutely.
What if I say...
I googled run song the other day, and it popped up with the exact result that I wanted, because there's only one song that's like run.
Now it gave me even more Anne Frank.
That's because it doesn't take into the word.
So it's smart enough to be like, it's assuming I want Anne Frank when I Google young Jewish girl, but if I put young Jewish girl, not Anne Frank, it doesn't know that.
You gotta put.
Don't
like,
you think that should be prioritized?
I think there's like a little symbol that you add to exclude words or
computers,
something.
Computers, it's almost 2020. If I came to you, a librarian, and I'm like, sir, I would love to see pictures of young Jewish women that aren't Anne Frank. Wouldn't you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why can I not turn to Google and be like, Google, I would like to see pictures of prime Jewish girls,
you would say
but
that
I don't
want
to see Anne Frank?
You would say that to me, I would immediately go grab an Anne Frank book and be like, here you go. You wouldn't know the difference.
I would. It would say Anne Frank on it.
You wouldn't see the front. I'd have it open already, just like this.
Am I not allowed to touch it?
No.
Of course I didn't read. I'm American.
Because you're on a watch list, you're not allowed to touch the pictures.
I am on a watch list. 100% on a watch list now. Yep, after all
How
that...
How about fat young Jewish girl? You try that one?
Oh, okay, we'll try that.
We're getting more specific and more kinky here. Let's go. Oh, the fat Jew. That guy popped up. Of course he did.
Here's me. Right here, dude.
There you go. She weighs more than you.
Yeah, but she kind of looks like me. If I put on 150 pounds, grew my hair out...
Put some eyeliner on, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Okay?
There's people that are into that.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
Black dudes.
What? Okay, give me Cameron's number, please. I would like to talk to him. He's the only black person in Kansas. He's the only person I can get, so it'd be really nice if you could get a hold of him for me.
I can't do that.
We have to expunge the last 10 minutes of this show from the internet
Probably
somehow.
Probably best to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how we do that, but this can't exist.
What am I playing tonight?
PUBG.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
On what?
Xbox.
Oh, God. Want to message Bash, get a team up going?
Dude, if you get Bash in here, dude, I will lose it.
I think, I don't know if he still plays or not. He's probably playing Apex by now.
I don't know, man. But it's still pretty popular, I think.
I still see videos on Facebook about it. I'm like, why?
Dude, I don't know who plays it, but we're about to find out tonight.
All
right. Dude, text Bash right now and be like, want to play some PUBG?
I'll text him. He's probably working, but I'll text him.
There's no chance he's going to say yes. There's no chance.
It has been a hot second.
Oh, my God, dude. All right, well, you ready to get to it? I'm going to save the rest of these stories for Sunday. Oh, we're not doing a show Sunday, right?
Let's schedule it, just so I can cancel it again.
No, I don't want to do it.
Come on.
What are your plans this weekend?
I have no idea.
No, just tell me.
I have no idea.
No, come on. Give me the itinerary.
Well, Friday night, we're driving up to Kansas City.
To Kansas City. Who's all
after
going?
Work.
You can just say the people we know on the show, and then a number of the rest.
Lizzie's group.
Okay.
I don't know if Pinell's going or not.
All right. Dude. Can I just sidetrack us really quick about Pinella? Have you seen his new setup?
No.
I really like Pinella, okay? I just want to preface this. I feel like I don't say that enough on the show.
Yeah, you really don't.
I just typed your name. I like the man.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But all I do is roast him on the show, but I want him to know, if he hears this, I like you. It looks like he's in front of a fish tank, right?
I click it. I can't see. Why does it look like he's in front of a fish tank? That one's old. I'm the reporter, baby.
You could be the new. This one is old. How do I go to his? Why are they out of order? Okay, well, we'll watch this one then. I think this is the first one where he's talking about his carpet for like 30 years.
Everybody, welcome back to another Waves Wednesday. I'm Nuova, and we do these on Wednesdays, except for last Wednesday.
By the way, his dog is just back there looking at
a
ghost.
I want to fill you guys in on why my life's been fun and why I didn't do one last week for more than just the reason of...
I want to know why his life is fun, bro.
Wanting
just wait, dude.
Shove this up my butt. Like, holy shit. So, the house... As you can tell, I still don't have effing carpet.
Okay. the next 2 minutes, all he's going to talk about is carpet. I want you to know that, okay? Because
is that why his life has been fun?
I don't know if you saw when we clicked this. I had already played to about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. He was still talking about his carpet when I left this video. I couldn't take any more of his complaint. If you look at his house, there is carpet. All the way back. It's a little bitty patch right here that isn't carpeted. Apparently the upstairs isn't carpeted. That's what he goes on to say. It's a big problem.
His whole house had wood floors and he's covering up
with carpet. It was supposed to be carpeted, but then we found a leak that comes in like right around there, you know, underneath the fireplace and everything, into the basement every time it rains, which is obviously fucking horrible.
It's always what his eyes look like, acid.
So I've been dealing with that shit.
Ever since he stopped smoking
extremely stressed
weed.
Out about everything.
He looks like he's on crack.
And I needed a day that I just needed a day off. Is really what it came down to. Honestly, I need to do that again this week, just so I can get some shit done, because they're supposed to be carpeting on Saturday now. Oh, also, the carpet was wrong. It had a lot of defects in it.
He's tired about his carpet for forever, man.
That's how everything's going for me. I'm on an extremely tight deadline for stuff to get, or to get stuff done in my house before things also happen.
Doesn't he live there already?
And whatnot. So I'm extremely stressed. That's why I wasn't here last week. I just needed
I feel like he told me this when I was drunk and I can't remember.
Get me time. I had to still fucking work on shit.
Because the man is like literally crippled time right now because he's been doing so much work to this. His back hurts. His back has not stopped hurting since he started all those work on the house.
Why did he buy a house that's a derelict?
It's really not. It was fine. He just wants to put a whole lot of work into it. I forget why.
That's an emote face right there, by the way. I just want you guys to know that.
Don't. No, you know what? I'm like 90% sure this is what he told me when I asked. Is because he wants to have one night where it's semi-warm to have a fire outside for a house party. And so his deadline is the weather. And the seasons.
But don't you have a fire outside when it's cold? Because it's a fire? It's hot. You ever watch any caveman movie ever? Fire. Make not cold.
I'm 90% sure that's what he
told me. Do people traditionally have bonfires in the middle of the summer? Like, oh, it's July, it's 115, time to stand around the fire?
No, he said he wanted a nice
bonfire
chill
is like a,
night.
Late
October. Chill night to have a fire.
It was 95 degrees today, man!
And by fire, I mean just, you know, like a normal, like, size.
It was 81 degrees!
Normal
and today
fire
it rained! Fire. And it's still 81.
Yeah, it's still hot.
It's hot!
But you know Kansas, it's gonna flip like that, you know.
Well, yeah,
week.
So then why does he even try to predict it? Okay, here's the one I watched literally tonight, okay?
A little bit of...
Doesn't it look like there's a fish tank? Doesn't it look like he's literally got a fish tank? By the way, this lady right here, okay, I'm sure she's nice, and I'm sure she paid Pinella, but she has no tune. She couldn't carry a tune with a bucket. Listen to this, off key.
What is up, everybody? So,
pass.
As you can tell,
not great.
I finally...
It looks like an aquarium, right? I expect to see fish floating back there.
And there's not a huge echo anymore. This is still an empty basement, except for what you basically see on the screen. What you see right here is everything I have in the basement. But this is my setup, so there's going to be a slight...
I don't know why I put it in the
basement. Way back over there.
He's got three fucking bedrooms.
Way back over there is like... my basement's an L shape, and so...
Wait for the carpet, man.
To that wall is one half of the L, and then it goes that way. It goes that way.
Could you imagine not knowing how to point to the side of your room?
And so...
Well,
it's
backwards.
So
no, it's
bit
not.
Of
your room doesn't move.
Back there, but
that's like if I wanted
anything.
To show you guys the lamp, I would point at the lamp.
Anything for me. If you guys don't know what you're doing,
lamp
it might affect
way,
you
because
the lamp or Colby
echo,
is over.
It might mess you up a little bit.
Here,
if you know what you're doing,
you just caught him.
I've been messing with fucking headphones for the past month.
He also ranted about wearing headphones.
This is not your time. All right, this is my time with them. Thank you. But it's finally here. Everything's fine. This is Demi Caswell. I am Nuova. Thank you guys for being here and dealing with me.
Oh, All I wanted to show you was the fish tank. That's a whole thing I didn't really want to get into.
Sure, man.
I just wanted to show you the fish
tank.
It's
blue. Yeah, it's real blue.
He's also calling himself Nuova now.
I saw that.
Like, he is Nuova.
I saw that.
I blame you for most of this.
Why?
Well, you're the one who invented the name.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
You did.
No, I did not.
I believe you did.
I definitely never did it. No.
I believe you did.
Why the where are you basing that off of?
You're creative.
And Nuova is what I come up with?
You came up with Indulge with an E.
Yeah, that's creative.
No, it's not.
Coming up with a different way of spelling it, but it still works.
You also gave him a bunny.
He wanted a bunny.
Yeah, but you gave him it.
Yeah, but I just do what I'm told.
It's your fault.
I didn't come up with
anything. Friends are supposed to be like, that's a stupid
absolutely
idea.
Absolutely not.
Like, if you would have texted me and been like, hey, is $130 too much for a couple's massage? I would have been like, where's it at? And I would have done some research for you, and I would have told you that it's per person.
Never said per person on the website.
Yeah, but I would have known.
Never said
per person. I would have known. Sure. You missed up. Because you didn't text your friend.
I don't text you about shit.
I know, but point is that Pinella does text you, and he's like, I want all these women to be my Nuova bunnies, and you're like, okay, bro, I'll whip you up a logo, instead of being like, no, no.
That's true.
That's on you. That's on you. Okay, let's go to the Gabe's.
Really? You get an Xbox? I'm closing at work, but if you're on when I'm off, or if you want to play here sometime soon, I'm very down.
No, we got him.
Not an easy game, by the way. I'll teach you the things that get people killed the most when we play.
Oh no, you teased him. Now he's all excited, and you just got to be like, "No, I'm playing at Seth's house, and I'm only going to play for an hour and a half, and then I'm never playing again." That's what you got to text him. It's gonna be very sad. What you text him? You're smiling while you're typing. It's never a good sign if you smirk while you're typing. He's being mean, isn't he? Are you being mean?
No.
I don't know if I believe him. All right, let's start this, okay?
I said, "Hello, I'm doing our podcast, and we play games until 10, so after 10, I will never play this game again."
Basically what I expected it to say. All right, guys, well, we're going to get out of here, but if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes, and we're going to play Player Own Unknown. Can I start that over?
Nope.
We're going to play Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, also known as PUBG. Okay? Colby's going to play it. He's going to suffer. We'll see if he can make it through 2 hours of PUBG.
Win.
You think you're going to get a chicken dinner?
I'm going to get a chicken dinner.
There's no chance.
I'm definitely going to get
a chicken
dinner.
You want a wager?
No. Not in the slightest.
That was easy. All right, so if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, thanks. We'll be back. Well, we won't be back. We're not going to... No show Sunday, right? Are you calling Britt? If you're not leaving until Sunday, there's no show. Okay.
She's not going to answer.
She busy?
She's dinking around with her mother.
What are the chances of you staying?
Saturday?
Yeah.
Probably high.
Okay. So no show Sunday. Let's just say it. And if we do one, we'll surprise people.
How is she not answering
me? Dude, she doesn't care about you. Hang up the phone. Clearly. She's with your mom.
Clearly.
Text her 911.
Been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Good Lord.
That's your girlfriend right there, man. Okay, so no show Sunday.
Probably not.
And then if
unless
we do
there's
what,
a surprise show.
Yeah, but there won't be. So don't even expect it, okay?
He said you're whack as fuck.
I don't know what that means. I'm not hip enough to know.
That was his response.
Okay, well, we're going to get out of here, but we're not really, okay? We're going to be back in 5 minutes. Colby's going to play PUBG. All right, everything is said at Colby.com. You know the drill. All right, we'll see you next Thursday. Show's dead. Dead shows. Subscribe at twitch.tv/zswigs. Thank you. And Colby's rich. Throwing out hundies for massages. I still feel bad about that.
You see how there's no money here?
Yeah, I could be
that's,
so...
That's right.
I couldn't even imagine being told that after I'd already got it and knowing that they had my credit card.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here, but we'll be right back. All right? So all thank right. you.
All right.
We'll see you in a bit.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.